Mark, 2 years ago, you predicted the economy was kind of splitting in two, with the technology sector recovering much faster than the rest of the economy. But lately, I've been seeing some reports that PC sales are slowing down. So do you think things are still looking good for technology?
Yes, Dave, I do. I think they're looking excellent, actually. And we've seen recent figures out of Apple and Intel and a bunch of chip makers that would certainly indicate that's all true. What we're really seeing that you're referring to is the decline in the predominance of PCs in the tech landscape. And that's in favor of what I've been calling carry-alongs, or netbooks and tablets.
And Steve Jobs, I think, has referred to it as the post-PC era. I don't know if we've gone that far yet, have we?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, he's still selling Macs last time I checked, so I don't think so. What's amazing is the number of these things that are being purchased worldwide. By these things, I mean pads, tablets. It's just amazing. And so that really is a category that is a new winning category. And I expect that we will see that becoming the most robust category in all of computing.
I guess what I'm thinking about, though, we see technology just doing so well compared to the rest of the economy. But on the flip side, the rest of the economy has to catch up. I mean, somebody has to be able to buy all these cool gadgets, right?
That's right. And on that level, I'm quite concerned. So I don't see the American economy coming back in the sectors that are already down anytime soon. We have such deep problems in finance and construction, and even deeper than that in manufacturing. I really think that we have some issues that have to be solved politically or on a global economic basis, and they're not going to get solved by our current way of dealing with problems in D.C.
Are you expecting an even bigger split between technology and the rest of the economy?
I am, Dave. It's almost a crisis now. We used to talk about the haves and the have-nots, the digital divide. That didn't work out. It turns out that anybody who wants to can go to an internet cafe and have access to computing. But what is happening is the companies and industries which are really tech-driven are doing well on a global basis, and those which are not are really in the gutter. And that's a source of great concern.
Well, is this an organic change in the American economy?
I think it has to be, because clearly people will flow into jobs that are available, and they'll leave jobs that have been cut. So over the longer term, what would you expect except to see people moving into areas where they can make some money? And that seems to be in the world of technology.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries. His website is at stratnews.com. You can download our monthly conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.